بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا My most respected elders and beloved brothers, really I'm the least fit to sit and speak. But Allah Pak grant me first the tawfiq of making amal. By mashwara, we have to make itaat. But this is that majima whose life, whose wealth, whose health that Allah Pak has accepted and chosen. How many 4 months that has been spent? It's not only your 4 months or it's your 1 year, but it's the wife's 1 year or 4 months, the children, their qurbani, their crying, their sacrifice. And the barakat of that walking in the streets, especially in these areas, that today we are enjoying the fruits of this Mubarak Deen. And people will continue to enjoy it. We are sitting in that place at one time where the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to take place. Imagine what used to take place in this building. But that simple walking passing gush and the crying of that jamaat that went past, it was the noor of it that affected not only this place, but whoever will come to this place, Allah Pak also will affect them also. Simple amals, we don't know the effect of it. So first we have to make shukr for it. Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam, we're in UK now, so one of the muftis was reading this from one kitab, the tafsir of this. He says, Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam told Allah Pak, oh Allah, I make shukr for your ni'mat. We can't even thank Allah for his ni'mat. Then he said, oh Allah, I make shukr that I can make shukr. To make shukr also is tawfiq from Allah. This is a great ni'mat of Allah Pak, to even thank Allah for his ni'mat. So then he said, I make shukr that I can make shukr that I can make shukr also. And he carried on like this. Until a time came, he said, oh Allah, kaifa ashkuruk. Ya Allah, you teach me how to make shukr. Impossible. You cannot thank Allah that in our homes, through this Mubarak effort, Allah has blessed our homes with Quran, Allah has blessed our homes with zikr, Allah has blessed our homes with salah, Allah has blessed our homes with dua, Allah has blessed our homes with the crying for this ummah, Allah has blessed our homes with huffaz, Allah has blessed our homes with ulama. May Allah protect and Allah increase these ni'mats. What a Mubarak effort Allah has given us. So daily we have to make shukr for it. And how much we have to make shukr and how much we have to ask for? We have to ask from Allah till the time we leave the world. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqam. A person has to bring istiqamat. Till when? Till the time we leave this world. We not only have to do this work, we have to die doing this work. And Allah has to raise us up tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah while doing this work. And these amals, like the jamaat, I mentioned it the other day, I'll mention it, the jamaat that came here from Kyrgyzstan. And the brother was giving the targhib, he was giving the bayan that Friday night. And he mentioned about Kyrgyzstan. He says, their forefathers were people who used to worship the sun and the moon and the stars. And the different makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until probably tabi'in came to them. He says, when they came to us and made an effort, then our amals changed. They came with the same thing, with da'wat towards Allah's greatness. To make man understand that the doer is Allah, the maker is Allah, the controller is Allah, the sustainer is Allah. We are dependent on Allah and we have come into this world to find Allah. We have to find Allah in salah, we have to find Him in zikr, we have to find Allah in tilawat, we have to find Allah in sajda, we have to find Allah in our gush, we have to find Allah in our chilla, we have to find Allah in our formance. So that when we leave the world, the first question that is asked, what comes out from the heart, who is our Rabb? It is Allah. There's so much effort. That's the crux of our life. We all haven't come to live. We all have come into this world to die. But the effort we are making is not the effort to die. The effort we are making is the effort to live. Every effort. Our harkat, we're all in the same boat. But how this becheni, this restlessness comes back once into us. He says when their amas changed, then Allah Pak brought deen in them for 1200 years they took care of deen. He says, from those people who used to worship the sun and the moon, from those same progeny, came Imam Bukhari, Imam Tirmizi, the people who took care of this deen for 1200 years. Darul Ulum, 1,000 taps in it. Toilets that were in those Darul Ulum, 1,000 toilets in those Darul Ulum. He says, but then when our amals changed, when the fikr of dunya became ghalib over us, we ask ourselves also every day, is that bechani in my gush also today? Is my gush bringing hidayat for myself? Is there a change in my namaz from the time of my maghrib to my isha of that day of gush? Is there a difference in my salah? Is there a difference in my tilawat? Is there a difference in my ta'alluq with Allah? From my 3 days, is there a difference in it? Is there a difference where I've been making an effort? This effort is daily. We have to keep increasing this, that recognition to empty this heart of darkness. He says, when their amals change, when their harkat change, when their cry change, when their fikr change, when their bechani became that of dunya, and the bechani of the ummah came out of their hearts, he said, then Allah brought a condition, almost 100 years they couldn't take Allah's name. He says, no woman could keep a scarf on her hair, on her head. He says, the month of Ramadan, haram was forced into their mouth. One Qabristan, he said, 5,000 ulama were made shaheed at one time. Another Qabristan, 25,000 of them, just because their name was Muhammad, were made shaheed at one time. He says, then Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah Ali came in 1990 and their amals changed. Same effort, made an effort. He says, then our amals changed. He says, we were left with 17 masjids, that too because they used to make cigarettes and they used to sell cigarettes from inside. Those 17 masjids were left. He says, Haji Bhai came, made an effort. Within 2 weeks, 3 weeks of effort, Jamaat got ready. Immediately he came, sent another Jamaat, go and make usuli of the Jamaat and come. He says, amals change again. He says, Alhamdulillah, today we have 5,000 masjids. He says, your crime is nothing. Our load shedding in this country, he says, compared to them is nothing. He says, their load shedding was 20 hours. The crime was worse than this country. He says, today the most peaceful place you can find, a woman will walk from one end of the town to the other end of the town, nothing will happen to her. He says, there's no load shedding, everything is gone. Today we are not shedding this load. Today we are not shedding the load of guna and masiyat from our life, from our homes, from our children. Where is the fikr of akhirat? Where is the worry and concern what's going to happen in the grave and akhirat? Till the time of maut, we have to worry what's going to happen to us. Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha till the end. We know in the end of her qurbani, what her qurbani was. What did those children see in those homes? They only saw dunya leaving that home. Wealth Allah blessed her. Comfort Allah blessed her. Ease Allah had given her. Probably the richest person of it comes in one way, why it says collective wealth of the Arab on one side, and what Allah blessed her outweighed all the collective wealth of the Arabs of that time. But what did those masum daughters see? They only saw dunya leaving that home and leaving that home until a time came when there wasn't anything in that home. It was only hunger. There wasn't a single strand. Sayyidina Rasulullah s.a.w. addresses Jibreel al-Islam, is today a time has come in the home of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha that there isn't a single grain of barley or a strand of wheat in the home of Rasulullah s.a.w. An angel is sent, will turn the mountains into gold, silver, pearls, emeralds and rubies. They'll follow you. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, no, I'm happy with that. Allah has decreed. One day of hunger, one day Allah gives me something to eat. When he got it, he made shukr. Otherwise, we know the riwayat, 30 days passed and there was no food. Months passed and the fire wasn't lit in the home of Rasulullah ﷺ. This was in the life of Madina Munawwara, where Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha says, we saw one moon, second moon, third moon passing. Today what's happened? Allah has given us such an amanat, such an amanat. This deen is an amanat. It's a responsibility. What an amanat. One person's akhirat, his jannat, his jahannam. Our walking is going to bring hidayat. Our walking is going to save people from Jahannam and put them into Jannat. Allah is the one who is going to change. More than that, Allah will bless us with that. Our effort is for us. And that Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, this is the 3 years of her life, the last 3 years of her life. Allah took away the roof from above her. Allah took away the walls from around her. Allah took away the floor from beneath her. Her food became the leaves of trees. Her water became the stewing on the leaves of those trees. The crying of those masoom children we heard way back in Makkah Mukarramah. Not Makkah Mukarramah, but was heard by the Arsh of Allah. It says at the end of her life, her body is completely sapped. Her two daughters are sitting around her. One daughter is far away in Habsha. It says warm tears stream down her cheeks. Her daughters look at her and says, "Oh mother, make sabr, Allah has promised us Jannat." Who's consoling who? She addresses those daughters and says, I'm not unmindful of what Allah has promised. I'm crying because I think the time for me to leave the world has come very close. And I'm crying, what's going to happen to the deen of Rasulullah when I leave this world? Namaz upon namaz is being missed today. We know the halat in our areas, not the time to go into that. Buildings upon buildings. This area Allah has concentrated with thousands of homes, thousands of families. What's going to happen to them when they leave the world? What's going to happen to their children? What's going to happen to the deen? This restlessness has come out from our hearts. This becheni has come out. Daily 2.5 hours, how much are we giving to the masjid for this? Our daily time, how much are we giving? We don't know on which knock Allah is going to change whose heart. That little sacrifice of our food, that little sacrifice of our ease and our comfort, that little sacrifice with the meal from our home. Wallah, what Allah has written for us, Wallah will never decrease it. Allah will put barakat in it. That's Allah's system. What you chase after, you will never catch. And what Allah has decreed will come to us, whether we work or we don't work. But imagine being asked about that zimidari for which we were sent. When Hafiz Patel Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, when he came to South Africa in 1965, in the first Jamaat that came. And he came for Chilla at that time. And his wife passed away. And in that Jamaat was Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Mufti Zainal Abidin Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Umar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, etc. So they asked Hafiz Sahib, are you going back? What's going to happen? Are you going back now? Small children, all of them, Maulana Sayyid, etc., Maulana Abdul Rahman, we were all small children at that time. So Hafiz Sahib told them, what's going to happen? If they got no place to sleep, they sleep on the streets of England. And somebody will feel sorry for them, maybe will give them some food to eat, and somebody will give them some clothes to wear. They'll play on the streets. But inshallah, the children of South Africa and the children of England and Europe and America and the children of the Ummah will play in the streets and gardens of Jannat. And Hafiz Sahib didn't go back after Chilla. He didn't go back after 4 months. Hafiz Sahib went back after 9.5 months. That Qurbani today we are sitting. Today is our Chilla, that to our Chilla, how much Allah knows best how we give it. Our 4 months, how we give it. Allah forgive us. That becheni is gone. That cry, that restlessness, that pain, Allah has given this pain that we bring in us. That cry of Sayyidina Khadija, what was it? What's going to happen? And at that time, Hafiz Sahib, when Colonel Sahib, we met one person now in England, in London, an elderly man, so asked him, in that masjid, everybody used to sit. All Fajr, Zuhur, Asr, it's right in the heart of the business area, but everybody used to sit for every program. But there was only one old person in that place. So I asked him one day, Haji Sahib, what's your age? So he told me, I'm 86 or 87 years and so many months and so many days. So I said, Mashallah. So I told him, Haji Sahib, give me some kalgozani. How long is here? She said, better what must I tell you? He said, I came here in 1956. And at that time, we have 4 known Muslims in the whole of London. He said, from 1956 to 1964 or 63, he says, not a single namaz, not a single Jummah namaz also. He says, I used to love going, you know, between movie house, may Allah protect us, and our children and the Ummah. He says, I was between one movie and the other movie. So I was standing on the way, I was going on the way, and the Jamaat of Colonel Amiruddin was walking. So Colonel Sahib saw me, came up to me, he said, you're Muslim. So he said, the word affected my heart so much, because I didn't look like a Muslim, I didn't behave like a Muslim, there was no sign of a Muslim upon me. So I told him, yes, I'm a Muslim. So Colonel Sahib said, come with me. Now we know Colonel Sahib was Colonel Sahib. So he took me, he says, he took me to the apartment where they were staying. He says, hardly 5 minutes of the targhib of Colonel Sahib, Allah changed my heart. He says 2 weeks after that, I did kush with Colonel Saab. And after 2 weeks, I gave my house, which became the first masjid of London. And now just in that area alone, there are 40 masjids. He says, after Colonel Saab left, I did gush for 6 months alone. He says, alone, I did gush for 6 months. Hafiz Saab was in the north. Colonel Saab had made Hafiz Saab's tashkil also at the same time. Hafiz Saab was teaching a maktab. Colonel Saab told him, Hafiz Saab, if you listen to what I tell you to do and you join me, Allah will make you the Bacha of Europe, and Allah will make you the Bacha of America and South America, and Allah will make you the Bacha of the whole world. And he took Colonel Saab took Hafiz Saab out first in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we were in Nuneaton, and they were telling us from Nuneaton, Hafiz Saab used to stay there before. And he used to walk from there to Leicester in the snow. And when he used to come into the telephone booth, there was a telephone booth next to the Jamia Masjid of Leicester. There was nobody making salah in the Leicester Jamia Masjid at that time. He says, Hafiz Saab came, he asked them for permission to sleep in the masjid. They told him, you've got no permission. He slept in the telephone booth in the snow. How he cried, what dua he made. Now you walk on the same street of Leicester, literally every home is the Muslim home. You go to Bartley, literally every home is the Muslim home. In 1959 or something, when he told Maulana Yusuf Saab rahmatullahi alayhi, and told Maulana Yusuf Saab, allow me to come back to India. It's too difficult for me to stay in England. So what he said? Maulana Yusuf Saab told him, Hafiz Saab, the kuffar are trying to make Makkah and Medina into London and Paris. And at that time, there was no building higher than Kaaba Sharif. There was no Hilton, there was no clock tower, there was no other building. There were stones around Kaaba Sharif. He said, Hafiz Saab, the kuffar are trying to make Makkah and Medina into London and Paris. You go back and make London and Paris into Makkah and Medina. And today we see that effort, that qurbani. Today Allah has given us the same effort. We know our country, what was it? How much of crying, how much of fikr that went into this? That this Mubarak deen that you got today. One day I asked Haji Bhai Paja, what are you going to tell Allah Pak? I was joking with him. So I asked him, what are you going to tell Allah Pak on the day of Qiyamah? He said, I'll tell Allah I brought Canada. So I said, Haji Sahib, why Canada, not South Africa, not New Zealand, first person to perform Jummah Namaz in New Zealand, many countries of the world. He said, in the entire land of Canada, I was the first one to make Jummah Salah. Jummah Salah used to be on a Sunday. He said, I should make tashkil, whose house will make Jummah Salah on a Friday, and somebody will give the home and used to do gush the whole week, and eventually you should make Jummah Salah. And before he left, he bought a church, made that into a masjid, and that became the first masjid of Canada. He came to Toronto, he did the same thing. Allah took us to that masjid, which was a church before, and became a masjid. And when we were there at that time, there was one masjid where the Imam Saab made announcement. It was the day of Jummah. Brothers, complete your sunnats as quickly as possible. The next jamaat is waiting to perform the Jummah Salah. The first jamaat was 3,000 people. The second jamaat was also 3,000 people in one masjid. And then Haji Saab said, Allah took me back to Vancouver after 25 years. And I went to that town with that family who hosted him in that home, gave him a place to stay when he landed. He said there was a little baby in that home. And when I went back, that baby was the imam of the masjid. Allah, what an effort Allah has given us. A little bit of gush. We don't know what Allah has kept for us. Allah keep it. That's why the simplicity of this work has fooled many people. But we have to do it right till the end. So Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha, what she tells, it comes, it's written in that kitab, the smiles and the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It says that when she was about to pass away, she tells her daughter, go and ask your father to give me his shawl or give me his turban. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself comes. He says, oh Khadija, what do you want with this? He says, I wish to use it as my kafan so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy on me when I'm placed into the grave. After giving everything, she's worried what's going to happen to her in the grave. How much we have to ask Allah that Allah gives us maut with iman, Allah has mercy on us in the grave. That's why this is a work of mercy. Have mercy on the people of the earth. The one in the sky will have mercy on us. We will have mercy on this ummah. We cry for this ummah. Inshallah, Allah will have mercy on us at the time of maut. Allah will have mercy on us on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will have mercy on us on the day of Qiyamah. Allah will have mercy on us on the day across Pul Sirat. And Allah, through His mercy, will put us into Jannah. When that little ant saw the impending doom of his friends and did gush and told them, go into your hole so that you will not be crushed. Allah loved it so much. Allah put it in Quran, named the surah after this ant. Imagine if you will have mercy on this ummah today and go to them and tell them about the impending azab of qabr, azab of hashar, of qiyamah, of the day of Pul Sirat and of Jahannam. How much mercy Allah Pak will have on us. What a maqam Allah will grant us. And then what she tells Rasulullah that when you put me into the grave, then wait for a few moments and see whether my face is still towards Qibla and my face is not turned away from Qibla. Beloved Brothers, Allah has given us an amanat. I was given 15, 20 minutes. Time is up, beloved Brothers. But each one of us, this is that majma that have to make festa with Allah Pak. Like we know the old workers' jor is coming. And our ulama jor that is coming. Allah Pak, our dawat is not to any individual or any personality. But Allah Pak has blessed us with such people that Allah Pak chose them in this zamana. And even at the age of 90 somewhat, still striving in the path of Allah. Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib once went on one tashkil for 4 months. And he came back after 2.5 years in the path of Allah. What's it inside of the person? They also had children, they also had family, they also had. But what was it? What bechani, what restlessness was on it? That Allah Pak has accepted them in this zamana to bring deen alive. Is their crying that brought deen to us, our children? So each one of us, inshallah, one is the jor will be there, inshallah. We all make niyat, inshallah. Whichever way we find, but let us be there, let us take benefit from the advices of these elders, from their crying, from their dua, from their tawajjuh. Allah Pak accept us like how Allah accepted them also, inshallah, for His Mubarak Deen. But together with that, each one of us, let's make an azam, inshallah, that this work we give more to it, inshallah. Whatever we are doing, let's make niyat, we'll give little bit extra. We'll increase little bit. Increase our qurbani. Allah Pak wants that. A little bit of increase, a little bit of adjustment. We're not saying now give 8 hours, but let's increase. If you're giving 2.5 hours, let's give 5 minutes more. And slowly increase. Let us increase our time. Our elders are saying 10 days a month. Let's increase. If it's not 3 days, we'll give 1-2 more days extra. Let us make fikr. It's an amanah, the whole area. Let us worry about every place, how deen comes alive. This whole overport area, we know at one stage, there was hardly any masjids here. Jamaat couldn't say, Allah's karam, how many masjids have come up, how many places have come up, inshallah, but how many more that is there. That how we give our hearts to this work, our mind and our fikr. Muhammad Kansab Rahimah used to say, today we are giving our jaan and our maal, we are giving our life, we are giving our wealth, we are giving our time and our wealth to a certain extent. But this heart, this dil and this dimaq of ours, its fikr is for something else. Its restlessness is for something else. We in gush, but the fikr is somewhere else. The dua is somewhere else. The cry is something else. But that amanat which Allah Pak has given us, how we increase this, how we take it to another level. So now inshallah some light tashkil will be made. This is that majma. They said don't make very heavy tashkil. They said ask for 1 year and 4 months. Nothing more than that. Brothers will want to give more inshallah. But we don't want to give any, want you all to give any more than that. So let's make niyat inshallah. Who makes niyat inshallah? We need jamaats to come out from the jor. We have to take out jamaats from the jor. So who makes niyat inshallah?
Wallah, brothers, inshallah. Jay, let us make near, inshallah. There's a lot of takazas, 4 months pedal. Mashallah, one jamaat is getting ready. Jamaat is incomplete. They're making fikr, mashallah, from escort. Who is ready to complete that jamaat? Then 4 months IPB, inshallah. 4 months local, whatever, inshallah. And chillah also. Make near, brothers. Come, let us stand up now, inshallah. Our qurbani, inshallah, we'll see. We may not see it in our zamana, but the people that will come after, inshallah, they will enjoy the benefits of our qurbani, inshallah. Like how we enjoy the benefits, like how Dr. Sahib said, of our, mashallah, elders, our seniors, the qurbani that they made. So let us stand up, inshallah.
Hafiz Ahmad, inshallah. Muhammadi, Allah accept,
inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah.
Harun, inshallah.
From Hilal.
4 months. 4 months, pedal, inshallah. Mashallah. Make me this 4 month pedal jamaat we need to complete. This one jamaat that's working now, we went to visit them last week. Wherever this jamaat stayed, literally almost probably 95% of the place where they stayed, those people in those areas have not read Jummah namaz for years. We're not talking about 5 times namaz. What's going to happen? The children, Allah, they don't even know anything else. There's one area where we met the jamaat in, there's 2 schools, a public school and a private school. It says they start only taking the name of the ghayr of Allah, associating shirk. Maharaj says, after teaching them La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, still they'll take the name of somebody else. He says, how much we have to watch that? If these jamaats are not going to walk, who's going to walk there? Just make niyat, mashallah. Make niyat, inshallah. 4 months pedal, more brothers, inshallah. Make the niyat, inshallah. Allah accept. Molana, inshallah.
Molana, mashallah.
Allah accept.
Imran.
Imran, mashallah.
Ngori, mashallah. Muni Abdul Hakim, sir.
Dawood,
Allah accept. Dawood, mashallah. Haji Iki, mashallah.
Mamu, mashallah.
Hafiz Muawiyah. Mashallah. Hafiz Junaid.
Allah kabul, mashallah. Allah kabul.
Hafiz
Ibrahim.
Mashallah.
Molana
Abdullah, mashallah. Ismail, mashallah.
Mashallah.
Make niyat, brothers. For takazas of deen, we have to put ourselves forward. When we put ourselves forward, Allah Pak will take us more and more forward, inshallah.
You know, we went to make Ali Khan's tashkil. I mentioned this last, inshallah. He had spent many 4 months pedal. So this time, Mufti Bilal Marti was coming. He said, no, we need Ali Khan in this jamaat. So I told Mufti Sahib, leave him now. Just leave him. You know, he's old now. He's battling. He's got a bag. 3/4 of his liver is taken out. He's cancer. He's weak. Just leave him. You know? I said, no, let's go one more time. So anyway, we went to his house. And the moment he opened the door, he was very angry. So we took Maa Katani with us. So when he saw Molana, immediately he cooled down. So we entered to the house. He says, Molana, tell these people. Leave me. How do they expect me to go out in this condition? One is his health. Second, his wife had advanced cancer. Whole night he used to spend just giving her targhib, water, tawarakas, namaz, giving her tasalli. The other thing, on either side of his house, there were 2 widows that he used to see to them, take care of them. And then his son, who used to help him with this, used to cut chicken and sell and help him in his chicken business, his son also passed away. So he says, Molana, how do you expect me to go out in this condition? I'm alone. So Molana only told him this much, Ali Khan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to leave a wife and a child in a place that was barren. He said, Molana, don't say anymore, I'm ready. Anyway, it was Monday night. He said, inshallah, Friday I'll be there. So Asad time he was there in Hilal. So I told him, Malik Chacha, what happened? He said, Allah gave me 3 months risk in 3 days. He says, on Friday morning, all the people who are owing me money for months came, told me, you heard you're going out in Jamaat, there's your money. So 4 months risk Allah gave him in 4 days. His wife now, the wife said, how are you leaving me like this? So he told her, you see, the moment I leave that door, all your problems are over. So she said, what you mean? He says, up to now your nigah is on me. The day I walk out of that door, your nigah will be on Allah. After 1 week he phoned his wife. His wife said, the best sleep I had in the last 1 year. Best sleep I had. So we have to learn to take from Allah. And then just before he could pass away, there was a jamaat going to Joburg, making fikr for the ijtima. So he has ziyarat of Rasulullah and asked him, Ali Chacha, why are you not going? He said, look at my condition. I'm completely weak. I can't even manage the masjid. This is my halat. So Rasulullah takes the name of a certain person. He says, tell him, I said he must make your khidmat and go with you. Got ready, he went, he spent his 3 days. And just after that, Allah Pak took him away, made him his beloved. So there's no excuse, there's no rest for the one who knows his work. Come, mashallah.
Okay.
Yeah. For my inshallah.
Come, brothers, mashallah. Make niyat, mashallah. Ibrahim, 4 months, mashallah.
This whole majma has to increase qurbani. This is the majma of qurbani.
Mashallah, Yunus bin Zakaria, mashallah, Hafiz Muhammad, Mahmoud Hussein Ghori, Abdul Rashid, mashallah, Maridwan, Mullah Ismail, Ji, Mullah Muhammad, Muhammad Mullah, Yahya, mashallah, Hafiz Nasir, Uzair, Hafiji, Hussein Musa, Ji, Hafiz Hamza Muhammadi
Jiwa Zakaria.
Zakaria, mashallah. Bolo bhai. Ji, one jamaat coming out from Masjid Hilal. Where is that jamaat? Who's in that jamaat, mashallah? Ji, Dr. Salim sir, mashallah. Where the jamaat is going? Mashallah.
Local jamaat also, inshallah. Let's all make niyat. come here, inshallah, from the Johor, inshallah. Local Jamaats as well, inshallah. Masjid can make niyat, inshallah. We've got few days, let's try, inshallah. How we can get, inshallah, Jamaats, inshallah. We need Jamaats to move.
Masgrib, 40 days, mashallah, one Jamaat, mashallah. Allah Qubul, mashallah. Which are the areas, which are the masjids? We're coming to the end of the year also, so many Saatis haven't given the time. The chilla, three chillas, whatever, inshallah. We are all zimidars. We are the cream of the crop, mashallah. We go to others to make their tashkeel. Now we have to make sure that we make our jamaat, inshallah. So make our azam, our niyats, our iradas, when we're going to come out, inshallah. By Zakaria, one jamaat from Ashevan, inshallah. From the Johor as well. Inshallah. Ji.
Every masjid make niyat, inshallah. We try, inshallah, from the Johor, even 1-2 days or a few days after that. We make the effort, inshallah. We open the charts, Allah will fill it, inshallah. That's our work. Every masjid make a niyat, inshallah.
Canon, inshallah. Mashallah. One jamaat from Canon Avenue, mashallah. For Chilla, mashallah. Veswell, mashallah, one jamaat. Mashallah. Ji?
Shawad
Muhammad, mashallah. One jamaat, inshallah. Ji, Habib Muhammad Bora. Ji, who else, inshallah? Which are the area? Town. Ji. Abdullah, mashallah. Broad State, Habib Abdullah. One jamaat, inshallah. Mashallah. Which other area? Albert Street, mashallah. Albert Street, Prince Edward Street. Ji. Victoria Street, what you call this, huh? Imam Nawawi. Ji.
Henry Road.
Jamaat from Henry Road, mashallah. Mashallah. Ji, inshallah. Ji, mashallah, like we heard now, such a big Johor, mashallah, such a big ishtima taking place. Our elders are coming from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. So every one of us sitting here, not we just come on our own, we make fikr in our masjid that not a single four-monther, not a single alim of our masjid is left without the dawat and without arrangements being made. So who can say from our masjid, mashallah, we distributed the names, ji, and we worked out all our ji, fikrs and cars and tartib to go. We say, inshallah, we met everyone and alhamdulillah, so many percent are coming, or how many percent. Who can give us some karguzar, inshallah? Imagine our elders with all the busy schedules, one after the other program, istima, mashura, one after the other, if you only see, go through the itinerary. They're leaving all that, mashallah, to come and spend few days with us. The day the istima, the jor ends, the next day they're going to another country, and from there they're returning. So one after the other, but they're giving us. Now imagine they come in with all the qurbani, gee, and we find it difficult to travel 600 kilometers from here to Johannesburg. So who can say, inshallah, in our masjid, we made some fikr, mashallah, and so many brothers, everyone is met, 90% met, 100% met. Ji, which masjid 100% of the 4 months and ulama ikram met? Any masjid can give kargozari? 100%, everyone was met. Ji, our elders say it may look, you see, before we had zones, then we had halkas, now we got masjid. The masjid also has gone too big. So our elders are telling us from how long that divide into pockets, make tartib into small areas, small zones in our masjid, you want to call it, halka, you want to call it pocket, whatever, where you give zimidari to the brothers. Ji? In Spingo Beach, we always thought for the last few years we had 450 homes, you know, because our old figures were 350 and then 400. Now we said we've got 450 homes. Now when we give zimidari to the satis, and each one we give them a pocket, you know, we got the demarcated areas. So alhamdulillah, they did a proper count. We came up with over 550 homes. And 100 homes like unaccounted for, you know. People didn't even know. And now, so many more flats and buildings. Now imagine this Overport and town and CBD and beachfront, which is part of the central zone, Overport and City Halka. Gee, how many brothers there? How many homes there? How are we going to make fikr that Dawat must reach every person? If we don't give zimidari to others, we want to do ourselves, it will not happen, brothers. We have to put zimidari on others. Gee, Akhtar Bhai, say. MashaAllah, 95% in a city halka, mashallah, is a very big figure there. Ji? Before whole of KZN, maybe we had like not even 100 ulama ikram. Now I think the whole city halka itself got more than 100 ulama ikram. Right, sir? You're still waiting for the ulama stats, huh? Mahabul Hakim? Waiting for the ulama stats, Sati and Sherwood Halka are still outstanding. So inshallah, you see, the work has grown, but and our sachis have also grown. So give zimidari, inshallah. Any other area said 80%, 90%, we met the brothers, mashallah. Which are the area? Ji? At tarteeb for coming, ji? If we don't make tarteeb, Allah Pak has given all of us, mashallah, most of us, 90% of us, we got cars. For the family, car is ready. For shopping, car is ready. For going for a drive, car is ready. For everything else, car is ready. For tabligh, Gora Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, so always give tarheeb to the satis, you know, when they're buying a car. That your first niyat must be that I'm buying my car for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then everything else is by the way. Then your sawab, for whatever you use it after that, you get in sawab because your niyat was. You see, you build in a house. Now you need ventilation, it's very important. So you'll put a window for ventilation. But with that, when the window is closed, you still get sunlight, you get daylight, you can see, you take a lot of other benefits. But you don't put it for that, you put it so when you open it, you can get fresh air. But with that, everything else comes with it. If you, our niyat is the highest, then everything else will come with that, inshallah. So we make niyat, inshallah, we'll take our cars and fill our cars. One masjid, if five brothers, and we all four or five got cars, and we all been in one car, then no, we should make two jamaats. Try to fill the car. Last resort, we can't get, then we combine cars. But every one of us have that jazbah in us, that fervor in us, that enthusiasm in us, that shauk, desire in us. I must use my car. Allah Pak must accept my car. Jee Maulana Ibrahim Sahib, mashallah, like Dr. Sahib was saying, how many? 90 plus his age. When he just qualified, my brother was giving Kalguzari the other day, he was telling us that this morning he heard from Maulana Ibrahim Sahib direct in one of the ulama programs in the Shaykh Nizamuddin downstairs for the Sal ulama, 1 year ulama. So, Ibrahim Sahib just qualified that time and he was in his village, little village, teaching the children madrasa, maktab. So, now because new alim qualified, just came back from Jamaat also. So whatever takaza, they make mashura, Mawli Ibrahim Sahib karega. Everything they put in the takaza on, Mawli Ibrahim Sahib, he'll do it. Nusrat of Jamaat, say he'll make Nusrat. Worry about the meals, say he'll worry about the meals. Taking for Gush, say he'll take for Gush. Worrying about contacting the next area where the Jamaat is going, say everything was coming on to Mawli Ibrahim Sahib. So Mawli Ibrahim Sahib was doing it, then eventually he became like that. I'm doing everything, but others are not helping. They're putting everything onto my shoulders. And I got so many others, so much other zimidaris. So he wrote to Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And he told Mawlana Yusuf Sahib, this is what's happening, that all the zimidaris, they're putting everything onto me. So Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told him two things. One thing he told him that's relevant, he said that whatever takaza they put on you, just carry on doing that. Carry on taking the takazas and fulfilling the takaza of deen, Allah Pak will bless you with qubuliyat amma. What do you say, like, how can I translate? Like general acceptance. You become popular and Allah Pak will accept you on an international level. Like openly, everyone will accept you. That you'll have no one that will say, no, we don't accept. Everyone, no matter what, everyone accept you. Qubuliyat amma. So if we want also, Allah Pak must accept us and Allah Pak must take work from us. Then the takaza must come on us, we must be ready for the takaza, inshallah. We all make niyat, inshallah. And from that day, when Ibrahim says, I never turn back. Whenever they put whatever takaza on me, I always said, labbaik to the takaza. And we know that whenever halat came in tabligh, whenever halat came in the ummat, then whenever big mashuras used to take place, whatever Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib, although he was not that time, now he's maybe shura, that time he was not even part of the shura. But whatever Mawlana Ibrahim Sahib wrote down and decided, the shura at that time would accept it. That's how much of acceptance Allah Pak had given him. So we all make niyat, inshallah. Maybe we won't reach that level, but inshallah, somewhere along the line, Allah Pak will bless us, inshallah. We all make niyat. So now the doctor sir makes the skill. Who is not coming to the jor? He asked like that. Who is not coming to the jor?
Just pick your hands up. Whoever's not coming, just pick your hands up.
See? MashaAllah. We all, even if we had no intention, or even if some halat, some masla, inshallah, and the elders are coming with so much difficulty, wheelchair, difficulty, by Farooq sahab, they can't even walk 2 meters and 5 meters. Gee, mashallah, we can run around, we can move about, we can go one place to the other. For us, it's nothing. So we all make it, inshallah. Even if we didn't have it in our hearts, now we'll come, inshallah. Gee, so alhamdulillah, the Kalguzaris will be given, inshallah, at the Jor. It was decided to be given zone-wise. But to get the figure zone-wise, the Mazis have to give it to the Halka has to compile it, and then give it to the Zimidar of the zone who will be reading it out. So which area, which Masjid or Muhalla, or Musalla doesn't have a Kalguzari form, a test form like this. They can take one form now, inshallah, sit now with your few masjid satis, fill it in, and give it to the zimidars, inshallah. Which masjid doesn't have? Whoever needs a form, collect it from Bhai Akhtar, inshallah. Every masjid musalla should fill in a form. This answers the questions are very simple there. Fill it whatever you know, and give it in, inshallah. And also the Ghulam Hussein is also waiting for the karguzari of the two halkas here, the Shawad halka and the city halka, the ulama karguzari. These are very few questions. Small form, Mulana, inshallah. Work on it. Inshallah. Jazakumullah. Thank you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعظائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همبا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مرضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة هي لك رد إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا مستقيما وفضلا دائما ورزقا رحمة وعلما نافعا وأكلا كاملا وقلبا منورا وتوفيقا إحسانا وتوبة نصوحا وصبرا جميلا وواجا عظيما ولسانا ذاكرا وبدنا صابرا ورزقا واسعا وسعيا مشكورا وذنبا مغفورا وعملا مقبولا ودعاء مستجابا وجنة الفردوس النعيم مقيما يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله the figure that we have set here for ya Allah to put a lot of barakat in it ya Allah this is a majma of Durban Central which is doing your work ya Allah doing the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, accept every one of them. Whatever sacrifice they have made thus far, Ya Allah, we accept. And give all of us tawfiq to increase our qurbani and come to another level, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what has happened? We have done nothing. It is done through your fadl and karam, Ya Allah. You help us and you guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the ummah once again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Let us do the work in the correct tartib as shown by our elders, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect the work. Protect our maraqis, Ya Allah. Protect us, protect every individual, Ya Allah. Except all the departments of deen, whether it's dawah and tabligh, whether it's talim, whether it's khan, whether it's tazkiyah and nafs, or whatever departments of deen they are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, create unity amongst them, Ya Allah. Let us learn to appreciate them. Let us look at the good into one another, Ya Allah. Through this, all this show by haq, all the branches of deen which are on the truth, Ya Allah, spread the winds of hidayat, blow the winds of hidayat through every corner of the world, Ya Allah. Every nook and corner of the world, Ya Allah. And you protect it, Ya Allah. And you establish it also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help us and you guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, whoever is trying to create fitna and difficulties in the ummah, Ya Allah, and problems for the ummah, Ya Allah, you give them hidayat, Ya Allah. If hidayat is not muqaddar for them, it's not in the taqdeer, Ya Allah, remove them from the face of the earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help us and you guide us, Ya Allah. You protect our work, Ya Allah. All those brothers who are giving these qurbanis, Ya Allah, accept the qurbani, the great sacrifices. We don't know what sacrifices brothers here are making, what they have made in the past and what they are making. Only you know the halats, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah. You accept all the qurbanis. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. Those who are sick, Ya Allah, you give them shifa. Those who have passed on, Ya Allah, you make them maghfirat. Those who are in difficulties, remove the difficulties. Those who are not married, give them pious partners. Those who have got children who are troubling them, make those very same children the coolness of the parents' eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have asked us to make dua for them, Ya Allah, or those who are expecting to make dua for them, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept our duas, Ya Allah. Accept khair for them, Ya Allah. Accept khair for us also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka antas samil alim wa tawalina ya maulana innaka antat tawwab rahim. Ya Allah, all those brothers who made intention to go in the path of Allah from the Jor, Ya Allah, make it easy, Ya Allah. And all of us here, Ya Allah, not a single brother who has spent 4 months, or any alim, any ulama ikram, whether they spend time or not, Ya Allah, not one of us should be left behind here. Everybody should be in Johannesburg by this weekend, inshallah. Ya Allah, you help us and guide us. The ulama Jor is starting, Ya Allah, on Thursday after Asr. Main bayan will be after Maghrib, Ya Allah. Except the brothers, ulama ikram, to be there in large numbers, Ya Allah. And then the old workers will start after Asr, Ya Allah, Friday. They end on Monday morning. Ya Allah, Monday is a holiday. Ya Allah, make it easy for all old workers to come there in large numbers. And let us benefit from our elders. Give Maula Ibrahim Devla Sahab, Maula Farooq Sahab, and everybody else, Ya Allah. Give them long life with afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept them for the work throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, guide us. And let us give us a tawfiq to follow in the footsteps. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samil alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwab rahim. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.